It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, we got a couple of special games coming up here over the weekend as Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joins us. Blue, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It's a crazy time. District champion, you know, district titles on the line, and this was just one of those weeks that if any games were going to be postponed or shoved back, this wasn't going to be the week, because last night everything was supposed to be played because of the Jewish holiday tonight, but that didn't happen. All games were canceled yesterday, and now over the next 4 or 5 days, we're going to be scrambling around today during the daytime before sundown. There's games tomorrow, as you know, is the marquee game. You know, again, as I was going to say, out of our top five teams, four of the top five teams play one another.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty interesting.
Well, let's talk about that game. St. Thomas Aquinas been on a roll since that loss to Gorman. And Chaminade, boy, I give it the bounce back Chaminade's had since that loss to Ely, even losing their quarterback, has been incredible. What do you expect in this game in a little 1-3 at FIU?
Yeah, oh, I got a chance to see Chaminade the last couple of weeks playing with a Wildcat type of quarterback, playing with a running back or quarterback. But he did pretty good last week, hopefully, you know, to get some things going. St. Thomas has a huge advantage because of the fact that they have a full team. They have the full offense as far as the quarterback. You know, obviously, as you said, they're on a roll. But the thing that makes this game, and it's crazy that two Broward teams are playing way down in Dade, but this is the first time they've faced each other since 1981.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You wow.
Know, it's crazy. But, you know, from 63 to 1980, they played basically every year. Chaminade comes in with a 7-4 advantage, which is crazy. But, yeah, 1980 was the last time or 1981 this was the last time these two teams played. But, you know, it's going to be one of those games. It's a marquee kind of contest. Really good for South Florida that two of the most successful teams, you know, in the state, maybe in the country, that are getting a chance to play each other. And, you know, certainly we know St. Thomas has won 5 straight state championships, and Chaminade's been to the state championship game 8 years in a row. So if you're going to have two teams to represent on a Friday night, those are definitely two programs.
So, Blue, help me out. Why FIU? Why is it being? What is that? What they agreed on to go to FIU and play? Why?
It's a Chaminade home game, and if you've ever been to Chaminade, obviously, it's not. It's the seats are on one side, and there's not a whole lot of, you know, a whole lot of room. And then FAU obviously was probably the destination, but they have something going on, or they didn't want to, you know, eat up the field or so, but FIU is the, you know, place where it's a company that's putting on the game this evening, and certainly that's where they found and yeah. I think on a night like tonight, Joe, with limited games, I think that they felt they could draw, you know, with two Catholic high schools, you know, playing on Yom Kippur, they could definitely. They could definitely draw, you know, a crowd, and I think they will. I think it's going to be, you know, I mean, it's going to be a nice crowd. Like I said, two of the marquee teams, and no matter what happens, obviously St. Thomas comes in with the advantage, as I said, of having a quarterback. They're on a roll. Chaminade's played extremely well, as you said, and both have run the gauntlet. You can't, you know, we can't sit here on a Friday and say, well, I wish these teams would play somebody. They have.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing about tonight.
Well, they really have done all the top schools. All of them have really played each other, including American Heritage Plantation and Norland Saturday night at Tras Pal. Wow.
Yeah.
That should be one hell of a game.
Again, that's one of those games that, you know, pretty much obviously going to go against Oregon and Ohio State. But, no, if you're a high school football fan, that's, you know, it's a district, really, it's a district title game, too. And slotting in the region, like last week when we talked about Northwestern and Central, yeah, it was an important game. But the loser of that would end up in 5 or 6 weeks in the same place. All they do is switch jerseys. No one would have a home field advantage. But the loser of tonight's game, let's say it would be Norland, then they'd have to go to Heritage, or if it's Heritage, they have to go to Tras Pal Stadium in the playoffs. And, you know, that's never going to be easy. So, yeah, tonight, tomorrow night's game is going to be huge for that fact, that it not only gives Heritage or Norland an advantage in the district title, but it also gives them good slotting when it comes to the playoffs.
You know, it's amazing. American Heritage Plantation has lost some tight games. You look at all our top teams. They've been in some really competitive games so far, and Norland sitting there with one loss. How do you like this Norland team right now? How much you like them and give them a chance to go deep and have a chance to win a state championship?
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, this is a team, let's not forget, they were undefeated last year in a regular season. They lost to, you know, Tampa Berkeley Prep in the state championship game. So they came back. Obviously, it's a different team. This year, it's their defense that has kept them pretty much in the games. And, you know, do you judge last week's game at Coco, who has a real good team, two-time defending state champion with Ryan Schneider, has done a tremendous job, or do you look at the game when they played it against Chaminade, where they were just not effective, you know, and Chaminade beat them 45-20. But you're right about Heritage. I mean, they're 3-3, but is there a better 3-3 team in
no.
the country?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God,
come
no.
on. I mean, yeah, they're loaded, and this is the thing. New Orleans played an okay schedule. Heritage just played one of the toughest schedules in the country. I mean, they played everybody, and they'll still play St. Thomas, you know, in a few more weeks. So, yeah, this is going to be one of those games, you know. I mean, I think the thing is can New Orleans' offense keep up with Heritage? Because Heritage is going to score. I don't care who it's against. They, you know, they put up 45 points against Chaminade in that 48-45 loss. So they're going to score. Dia Bell's done a great job. They're an outstanding football program. That's the thing. If New Orleans can keep up with them, it's going to be a really good game. And obviously, New Orleans' defense is really good, but if they're on the field the whole game, that's not going to be a good omen.
No, not at all. Hey, by the way, I got to give it to Western. Good win last week against
yes.
West Boca in overtime.
Yes.
They needed that. Boy, they've just had so many, you know, probably the biggest disappointment maybe in South Florida has been Western with that talented team, and they beat a real good West Boca team.
Yeah, at the right time too, as you said, and they've kind of run the gauntlet too. They opened up against Hoover, and they played St. Thomas, and they played Chaminade. So, you know, you got to give it to Coach Rack, and they've done a tremendous job as well. But you know, there's a couple of teams on the rise, and they're going to be in the, you know, in the spotlight. Southridge. I mean, is this the Southridge of Donnie Solinger's days? Maybe not, but they're 6-1, and they're doing an outstanding job beating the people that they have to. They only lost one game, that was to Columbus, and only by 3 points at the beginning of the season. Columbus has a chance also, you know, heading into the GMAC week next week. They play Northwestern. Next week is that with the GMAC week, so everybody who is in the Greater Miami Athletic Conference plays one another. So they don't play any outside games. There's no district games, but you're going to have Norland and Central, which is going to be a really, really good game, you know, coming up, and we'll talk more about that next week. And let's give Sunrise Piper, you know, a shout out.
How
they're
about Piper? Undefeated,
yeah.
Man. Great story.
Yeah, 6-0. Coach Short has done a tremendous job. And then, you know, another team back on the rise is Dillard. You know, they lost early, but now they're 4-1, and they've got an opportunity with the Soul Bowl coming up, the Broward Soul Bowl next week against Ely. So they have an opportunity. But I know you always like the top five. It probably hasn't changed much, but, you know, St. Thomas is one as they come in. Central retains at number two, and Chaminade stays at number three. Norland and Plantation, American Heritage, are 4-5, which is going to be pretty interesting. So, like I said, number 1-3 tonight, 4-5 tomorrow. If you're a high school football fan, is there any better place to be?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be fun. So we're going to have a lot of football games made up here over the next few days, huh, after the Jewish holiday?
Well, yeah, tomorrow there's today, obviously, before sundown, there's like about 9 or 10 games. There was only supposed to be 4 total today. And then on Saturday, you know, going up against, you know, a lot of the college football, there'll be like 4 games that were supposed to be played yesterday. But Monday's the big day. There's Monday, you have 18 games.
Wow.
For Monday. But the crazy thing is you have 79 statewide, because remember, a lot of those areas were affected by Helene last week.
Yeah.
And then this week, obviously, by Milton. So, yeah, Florida right now is in a flux as far as the – and there's a lot of home fields that, you know, are unplayable in a lot of areas, you know, on the – in the Venice area, you know, Englewood Stadium over in Lemon Bay, kind of like took a hit, and a couple of other stadiums are recovering. Taylor County, who got it really bad up in Perry, you know, by Helene, they're still recovering, and then Suwannee County and those type areas. So we're praying for everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got word that the destination will be FIU for the state championship games this year, and which will be great. You know, that trek to Tallahassee is just unfair. The trek, I know, to Miami, too, is not fair. But you know what? It's a good opportunity for South Florida fans, and they support football. That's the one thing. You could have this thing in Orlando or Jacksonville, and their local fans won't support, you know, games like the ones down here. So they make a right choice, as we saw over at Dry Pink Stadium at the time. And you were at the game, and you saw that the crowd is South Florida's got great football fans, and they support the game.
Hey, before I let you go, we got to talk about one of our best. This Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State, true freshman. He looks like a first-round pick right now. 6'3", 215 pounds, and he's a highlight reel every week, whether it's a one-handed catch in a corner of the end zone or catch a slant and outrun the whole defense for 80-yard touchdowns. I knew he was special, and I saw him play last year against Central. Man, you talk about the jump not affecting somebody. I mean, well, I don't know if I've ever seen a guy step in and like, hey, you're the big horse, go get him.
Well, I'll remind you, in that end zone right there, there was Mark Duper, Nat Moore, yourself, and Terry Kirby. And I had said to Nat Moore, if anybody is close to playing the NFL, it's this young man. He looked at me and rolled his eyes, and then all of a sudden he made a one-handed catch, and you looked at me and you go, okay. special. And you know, when Mark Duper and yourself and Terry and Nat all kind of like watched him and like say, wow, you know, he's big time, especially because you guys have played at a high level. That's
That guy's doing stuff none of us have ever seen, man.
Yeah,
guy, somebody forgot to tell him he just graduated from high school. You're not supposed to be that good so quickly. Anyway,
different level.
Yeah.
Different level. And tomorrow's his big game on national TV against Oregon. So everybody will get a chance to see it.
Yeah, what a player. Anyway, hey, Blue, thank you so much, man. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too, Joe. Have a great week.
All right, Larry Bluestone, high school football insider, going through a little bit of everything. By the way, if you are not aware who this guy is, it's Jeremiah Smith, and I'm not one to talk about guys coming right out of high school and going to college and the big programs. I'm sure there's been a lot of other guys, but what he's doing at Ohio State right now, he went to Chaminade, if you're not familiar with him, and you wonder, you watch him play, now you know why they've been so good over the last couple years. But he is, as his coach told me, so I've never seen anything like it. And Coach Jones, you were right, man. He is a different level. Oh, God, 6'3", 215. He looks like a first-round pick right now. Jumping over guys physically, manhandling them, and just outruns dudes. Anyway, hey, right now I want to talk to you about Loctite. Loctite, Chev, I hear you, man. Yeah, it's still hurricane season. And, yes, if you know you don't have those impact windows and doors and your roof is leaky and you're just trying to get through one more hurricane season, I'm going, if it's about money, we got at Loctite 100% financing, zero down. We got impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Matter of fact, impact windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. So don't wait for the next storm. If it's something you really want to do, but you're going, we're going to wait a year and try to save up, why not get it done? There's one thing you can protect. That you can't control hurricanes. You can't. You can't control the wind. You can't control the rain. But you can do everything possible to protect your home. And Loctite would love to do it for you. Chev and his staff over there, fantastic. They got quite a setup for you, man. If I could take everybody over there for Loctite Day, I would do it because they are special. Don't wait for the next storm. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area, Day, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Impact windows, doors, impact windows, and a roof. Whatever you need, they do it all within the company. Great work, competitive prices, and people you'll enjoy working with. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about that. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor, 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK. I know they're working. I know they're answering the phone with knowledgeable people to help you get exactly what you need during hurricane season.